Mayor Latoya Cantrell's first term has been anything but ordinary. In this edition of NOLA Life Stories, a series of first-person oral histories, Mayor Cantrell shares her reflections from this year of upheaval. Mayor Cantrell's interview comes from the Historic New Orleans Collection's new project, From the Frontline, Narratives of the COVID-19 Pandemic in New Orleans.
The city of New Orleans decided that its future would be female when I ran for mayor. Two females made it to the runoff, which was unprecedented, which we both made history in that. Ultimately, the community elected me as their first female mayor. Not just, you know, first female, African-American as well, being that female and not being a native of the city of New Orleans. Post-Katrina, we saw these same disparities that always have to do with poverty, and we saw it front and center. But with this COVID, the world saw collectively how urban America and these disparities impact vulnerable populations of people. In the city of New Orleans, of course, our vulnerable population of folks are those who are living at or below poverty, and also those who are living with issues associated with that. So whether that's underlying health conditions being very prevalent, access, of course, to adequate health care, even as it relates to work and an environment to have paid sick leave and the like, or lack thereof. It exposed the tyranny of government, just the inequities that exist across the board. And of course, that came out front and center in terms of the population of folks being hit the hardest by COVID, with the majority, again, being African American. I'm one of two mayors from the United States on this global panel dealing with COVID-19. It's embarrassing representing the United States of America at this time. It's very embarrassing because this should have never happened in this country at all. And the way that we have responded has just been embarrassing, wanting to be that bright spot. And I'm glad that I am on there, because with New Orleans and the work that we're doing, we are a bright spot in this country, pointing to some results. And so that's not a bad place to be. But it's still embarrassing, because they're looking at this country like, what the hell is this? So it's shameful. I'm embarrassed. You know, we supported the rights, of course, of our residents who responded to the horror, that murder. And as a Black person, understanding that it wasn't just the rage and the feelings weren't just about George Floyd. I mean, we were already knowledgeable of the police brutality, which has been going on, and the Black community has been talking about it for years, and that's actually how Black Lives Matter became to be, and standing up against police brutality. But Floyd's murder just was that lightning rod that said, you know what, enough is enough. And so I absolutely embraced that. Enough is enough. I think one, being the messenger, being a black woman, and being the leader of this city for the first time, you know, residents and folks had to hear from a Black woman telling them no. But I stood my ground, and at the same time doing what was right by this city. And also saying that I wouldn't be bullied, and I wasn't going to take the bait, and I didn't. And what was proven is not taking the bait, but also New Orleans has done everything right. And now we're in an island, in a state, to where we're fighting for our lives.